Welcome to the Barbell Coach and Physio, diving deep into all things powerlifting, strength, and rehab. Your hosts are Matthew Burton from River City Barbell and Laura Fox from Fox Physiotherapy and Strength Rehab.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the Barbell Coach and Physio. So today we have with us special guest Claire Gibson. So Claire is here to talk to us all things gut health and also to talk about the supplement that they've recently launched. So welcome to the episode today, Claire.
Thank you. Very excited to be here.
Yeah, thanks for hopping on. So for those who haven't heard anything about you, would you like to just give a little brief rundown of who you are and what you're currently doing in the industry with the gut supplement?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So almost 11 years in elite sport, I was a high jumper, competed for Australia. And I mean, something that came with it. So I always grew up really, you know, fit in a lot of different sports and whatnot, but fell into high jump, absolutely loved it, was definitely the body type for it, that tall and lanky. So yeah, really pursued that and spent the last 5 years over in the US actually competing in the collegiate system, which was a really, really cool experience. We get to compete against the best in the world and essentially get paid to do it. So while I was over there, I really started to struggle with IBS. I was diagnosed, I think in 2018, doctors kind of said, here's your diagnosis. There's nothing we can do for you. Just live with it. And for me, that sucked. I, you know, being in that elite training environment, we're training 6 days a week, twice a day, and every little bit of performance, you know, that counts. You're looking for those 1%ers all the time. And I was just consistently dealing with massive bloating, brain fog, food sensitivities, and was absolutely miserable. So I kind of just got to the point of going, I've had enough. I need to do something about it. I've tried every possible supplement out there and they all sucked. Nothing seemed to work. I spent hundreds of dollars on seeing different nutritionists, trying different supplements, and I just really wasn't happy. So for me, that was, you know, this initial part to go, let's do something about it. At the time, I was studying a degree in nutrition and dietetics and also had certifications in functional nutrition. So I just absolutely dived into the science behind what's wrong with, you know, a lot of people with digestive issues and what are the key things that keep coming up, especially in athletes, and was able to kind of isolate it down to four key components. And from there was able to just target and find ingredients that really targeted those specific pathways that were backed by science for one. So, you know, that actually work. And then spent almost 2 years kind of formulating a product just intended to help myself really. And was amazed. Within 8 weeks of taking it, I know, you know, 75% reduction in bloating symptoms. And I thought it was a fluke, thinking, you know, maybe it's just me trying it on a bunch of other people over the next 2 years. But no, it just helped so many different people. And I thought, you know what, let's get it out to the world. Let's show people there's a better way. And that led for me to create Daily. And so now, yeah, we have a all-in-one gut health supplement that gets to the root cause of things like bloating and gas and digestive issues and can help people find a long-term solution that works and means they don't have to spend hundreds of dollars on different supplements. So that's a kind of my background. But yeah, no longer an athlete, but it was something that really, really helped me during my time as an athlete.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, I think a lot of athletes or people interested in performance probably don't pay enough attention to their gut health. I think, like, obviously general nutrition, general recovery, like people tend to pay a lot of attention to gain those 1%ers. But I think gut health is something that's almost not talked about enough, or almost like maybe people just aren't aware of their gut health or of the ability to change the gut, like what their performance can kind of do. But yeah, so with your IBS, was there an incident that triggered that? Like, were you unwell at all, or is that something you kind of grew up with?
It's very interesting you ask that, because a couple of different factors, I think, knowing what I do now, and I think some of the new science that's come out. So while I was competing actually for Australia, I was over in Colombia and I ended up in hospital with, they think, about a food poisoning. They still don't know. But after that, I went downhill pretty quickly. And that's when a lot of my issues started. So I would have been 18 at the time. And, you know, studies show now that they think that 80% of IBS cases are often triggered by some kind of food poisoning. So that's really interesting to understand. At the time, you know, we did nothing about it. I didn't really know too much about gut health at 18 years old and just went about, you know, went about my life. So that's one aspect. And I think the other thing that's really not talked about, especially within sport, I think powerlifting is a very, you know, big one. Any gymnastics, any sport where weight is an issue, under-eating. And a lot of athletes maybe don't want to admit it, but, you know, if you're in a sport where a couple of kilos, a couple of grams can make a difference in your performance and be the difference between gold and silver, the diet's one of the first things to be restricted. So, you know, all the studies show if you're restricting your food intake, that's reducing your microbial diversity. It's just decreasing your nutrient absorption and even your ability to just handle food. And so whilst, you know, at the time you might be okay with it, as the years go on, you end up with a whole bunch of issues. 30 to 70% of athletes have digestive issues. And that's a study from 2019. So that's huge. And you wonder how many athletes of them maybe are in that under-eating pattern and how that's affecting them as well, you know, moving forward today.
Yeah. So you've mentioned under-eating, that people get in food poisoning. What other things would you say you see commonly impact the gut in a negative way?
Oh, in terms of sport, drastic. So, I mean, even if you're in high intensity training, you know, if you're at 4, 5, 6 days a week training, your cortisol, you're dealing with cortisol, you know, disruption, and while you're training, that might be high. So while you're in that intense training session, you've got decreased blood flow to the gut. That's, you know, impairing your digestive ability, and that can lead to further implications down the track. You've got increased inflammation just dealing from, you know, that oxidative stress from breaking down muscle tissue and building more. That causes havoc on the gut. A lot of the dietary restrictions, again, just having a really restricted diet, a lot of people going, maybe I'll just eat the, you know, chicken, broccoli and rice, trying to cut down, not realizing that over a period of a couple of months, you've just diminished all the good gut bacteria in your body. And there's just a numerous, so many other factors. And I think one of the biggest things you see with athletes is the inflammation. They'll have a lot of inflammation specifically around their gut, and that leaky gut. So people being sensitive to foods, the gluten intolerance, the dairy intolerance that people say, are you really intolerant? For some, yes. And for some, it's a fact of, you know, you've got to actually look after your gut health, fix that, and you may be able to find that you can eat those foods again.
Yeah, okay. And then so if people are experiencing these gut health issues, so like feeling heavy in the gut, like feeling bloated, maybe not being regular on the toilet, like how long would it take for someone to implement the proper supplementation or implement healthy habits for these issues to be rectified? Because I guess a lot of people have probably been living with these issues for like long periods of time, like months or years. So would you say it's usually quite a long process to get these things, rectified, to get them feeling quite good through the gut?
I mean, it really depends on the person and their kind of symptoms and their background. And I think it's so important to note that everyone is different. No two people have the same symptoms or, you know, what's going on. And so it's a matter, I know when we were creating our supplement, we were looking at what are the commonalities between inflammatory autoimmune conditions, between general gut disorders, between IBS, and even IBD, so things like Crohn's and ulcerative colitis. What are the key things that are going on in all of them? And being able to understand that and kind of target gut health from multiple different avenues is your best chance to success. So, you know, for someone out there going, I am getting bloating, let's go take a probiotic. And they wonder in a month, you know, months down the track, why don't they feel better? It's because they're targeting one little avenue of gut health. They're not addressing the inflammation. They're not addressing the dysbiosis. They're not addressing the leaky gut that's present. And so for us, when we were creating our supplement, we were able to go, okay, what are the four key things? And that is that intestinal permeability. So a lot of people with gut issues, and athletes especially, that kind of, I want to say the gut wall. So I like to describe intestinal permeability as almost like a house, and the roof of a house. So if your roof, it should be sturdy. If it rains, it hails, a storm, nothing should get through. And that should be a healthy gut lining. Now, if that roof starts to get holes in it, then it rains, things can get through and things get damaged. So in terms of the gut, you know, you've got the gut wall lining. As things like exercise, stress, inflammation, all these different things can affect it, that lining starts to get little holes in it. And these things that are supposed to be nice and tightly together start opening up. Now, when you're eating food and all that kind of stuff, things get through to the bloodstream, activate the immune response, and people get what's known as a flare-up. That is one of the key things that people experience. On top of that, we're dealing with inflammatory issues, dysbiosis, so that ratio and balance of good to bad bacteria in your gut can be way off. And then also the lack of really good bacteria. So butyrate producing bacteria, which helps to decrease that inflammation, a lot of people don't have enough of it and hence end up having a lot more inflammation. So in terms of a time frame, it can really look between, I'd say you start looking at about 8 weeks. It could be up to months. It just depends on the person. But if you're able to target from multiple avenues, you're able to get relief a whole lot quicker and the results are better and longer lasting as well.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And so then with the supplement you've brought onto the market, like what are the kind of key ingredients and are they targeted at fixing those kind of four things that you just mentioned?
Absolutely. So number one, we wanted something that worked. Like we were sick of just the crap that was out there and wanted something that had scientific papers behind it. So we've got ingredients there that, yeah, are targeting that intestinal permeability and producing the soothing mucus in your gut. So people, it just isn't as, your gut doesn't feel as raw and as sensitive. Got really, really high dose curcumin in there because to help with that inflammation and bring it down. Polyphenols is a major component. Polyphenols are like the skins and peels of your fruit and veg. They basically are a form of antioxidant and help go through the body and deactivate a lot of those reactive oxygen species that we see, whether that be that inflammation from food or exercise. It helps to just kind of bring that down and neutralize it so it goes back to normal. And then we also have a fiber in there called sun fiber. It has over 150 studies being able to improve bloating, IBS, all kinds of digestive issues. Has no taste, people can tolerate it, and it is really, really beneficial in improving the good bacteria in your gut as well.
Yeah, perfect. And then when's the recommended time to take this supplementation? Is it on an empty tummy in the morning or before each meal? Like what's the recommended time and frequency to take it?
Yes, I mean, we recommend taking it in the morning. You really can take it any time of the day. You know, we add it to smoothies. It's cool. We've got a natural and a salted caramel. So the salted caramel, I chuck in smoothies or coffee. Sometimes it's delicious, but wake up in the morning, first thing, put it in some water. You're also getting the hydration, which is so beneficial for you, and just drinking it down like that. And people are experiencing a lot of issues twice a day. Otherwise, if you're just looking to kind of maintain or improve that general health and wellness and your gut health, then once a day. And you really, people start to see results within kind of 2 to 8 week period, which is really cool because it's actually quite short.
Yeah, that's really cool. Very cool. And then what kind of healthy habits would you suggest people implement on top of the supplementation? Like when they get up in the morning, like are they meant to hydrate before they eat their food? Should you allow a certain amount of time before drinking water to have your food because of the level of acid in the tummy? Should you allow like a certain amount of time between eating and training, like those type of things?
Yeah, I think, I mean, it raises a really interesting point because I think it's very different to for athletes, say, compared to the general population. If you're just trying to, you know, go to the gym and improve, get a little bit of muscle and whatnot, I think in terms of the general people just trying to get fit, it's not as necessary. Like get up, have your, drink, have your hydration, eat a good protein-rich breakfast and just eat diverse food. That's the number one thing is diversity has been shown time and time again to be the absolute key to gut health. And so just by eating different food every day, an array of fruit or vegetables, you're able to improve that. In terms of athletes, I think there's a lot of strategies in there that people maybe don't know about and aren't utilizing. You can improve your recovery by just having more antioxidants. So by eating the skins and peels of your fruit and veggies, don't peel your potatoes, don't peel your apples, just eat them. They're packed with polyphenols, vitamins, minerals, all the micronutrients your body needs to be able to kind of recover from training. So it's just eating that stuff straight after. Quality protein. I think for athletes, we're so focused on let's get a protein shake down. A lot of the times those protein shakes are filled with artificial flavors, sugars, they're heat treated protein. The actual quality of the protein's terrible. And people end up with a lot of digestive issues. So it's like focus on food first. If you can get the protein from a can of tuna or a steak, some chicken, even eggs, milk, go for it. Like that is the best source of protein you can get. And if you are going to go the route of protein powder, get something that's quality. Pay that extra. It's worth it. Get something that doesn't have the artificial flavors and sweeteners in there because they just absolutely wreak havoc on your digestion, your gut health. And you're just not going to get as many benefits from them. Even hydration. Hydration is one thing for athletes. everyone's dehydrated. I found that out in college. We'd have to get pee tested sometimes, and just to see how bad it was with some people, it's like it can affect performance straight away. And I mean, there's so many different things that you can just do to improve it. And yeah, people looking for those 1%ers all the time. It's like, focus on your gut health, and it can help you just everything, help your recovery, help your performance, help your body comp. The list just goes on.
Yeah, it's all very interesting, definitely. And what would you say you notice the main things are with improvements in people's performance? Would it just be their general feeling of like better energy and then the improvement in recovery due to the less inflammation? Or is there other avenues that you think like contribute to that increase in performance from improved gut health?
I think there's a couple of different avenues. I mean, one, body comp. So, I mean, there's a study, they look at the ratio of the two different types of bacteria that we have in our gut, Firmicutes and bacteroidoids. And I think they did a study of people that had on a 3,400 calorie diet, and they showed those that had a 20% relative increase in Firmicutes compared to the other type absorbed about 150 more calories from their food. So the ratio of bacteria in your gut can influence how many calories you're absorbing from food. So for those athletes that are looking to maintain a certain body weight or needing to be in a cut, well, you're looking at your ratio of bacteria right there. If you can get that optimized, you can decrease the amount. You're still eating the same amount of food. You're just decreasing the amount of calories you're absorbing from that food, and therefore can reach that body weight faster. That's one thing in terms of having just that optimal gut health as well, better nutrient absorption. So, you know, if your gut health's poor, you're not absorbing those micronutrients. You're not absorbing even the fat, the carbs and the protein. If you're not doing that, you're not getting the energy you need. So people find by focusing on their gut health, they're able to just have more energy. They're able to recover faster because they're getting the nutrients in. And injury prevention is the other thing. So injuries, you're dealing, a lot of that is with the inflammation, so you're better recovery, but then also having adequate food and absorbing that, you're reducing your chance of injury, which ultimately, as we know, if you can stay consistent in your training, your chance at improving your performance drastically increases.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, as you've mentioned, like there's so many different avenues that improving gut health can help in regards to performance. You did mention that if someone's in like a prolonged calorie deficit, it can affect their gut microbiome. Would you say like on the other end of the spectrum, we probably have a lot of listeners who eat high amounts of calories consistently, trying to focus on putting on muscle mass, whether they're in a hypertrophy phase or trying to get up to the next weight class? Would you say that that puts like a lot of digestional stress on their gut health?
Oh, no, absolutely. I think in terms of lifting, like that's a cycle that is, it can be very, very treacherous to the body and very stressful in terms of, you know, you're constantly off, even, you know, you'll be on a calorie surplus for a number of months, and then you're also training on top of that. And then you go into a cut where you're reducing that, and it's a cycle, and the body, it's a lot of stress on the body. And often your gut health is one of the first things to kind of be impacted by that. So, you know, for people that are on a calorie surplus and are eating, it's a lot of things. One of the best things you can do is focus on just getting more polyphenols in your gut. So, you know, when you're bulking, you're obviously trying to find ways to add in those calories. Sometimes you're not hungry and you're just adding in extra oil, extra sauces, all these things that maybe aren't the best for your overall health. Now, they do help you build that muscle and get that calorie surplus, but by adding in polyphenols, you're able to kind of balance out that ratio of bad bacteria and just help prevent. So when you go into that cut phase or maintenance phase, that your bacteria isn't out of whack. You haven't increased all the bad ones and decreased the good ones. You're kind of a lot more in balance. And so when you go into that cut phase, things become a lot easier. You're able to lose that body fat faster. And it's also just going to be a lot healthier and less inflammation as well in the body.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. So yeah, it seems like no matter what kind of phase you're in with the lifting, focusing on the gut health, only going to improve your nutrient absorption and improve performance. So that's really handy for our listeners to know.
2023, guys, I have an offer for you guys with coaching. So both myself and Dean have spots available for coaching, and Zoe has spots available for nutrition. We are offering the first 2 weeks for free if you guys sign up this week with coaching to start your new year. If you want to come into the new year stronger, if you want to come into the new year fitter, and you want to come into the new year with some really solid goals, jump on a call with both me, Zoe, or Dean, where we can set goals with you and we can allow a period of time where we can reach those goals. So if you're looking for a coach that's going to drive you forward, get you competing in powerlifting, get you leaner, help you get stronger and better at what you do, myself, Dean, and Zoe are willing and will do this. As you can see the results from our previous clients from 2022, we had world level lifters, we had national level lifters, and we also had over 30 clients placed this year in powerlifting. So if you want to be one of the powerlifters in 2023 that makes this nationals for APL, or you want to compete in another federation where you're going to achieve greatness, get in contact with us today and we're willing to give you the first 2 weeks for free if you sign up in January. So looking forward to hearing from you guys.
Another question in relation to like the powerlifting aspect of things, I guess a lot of our listeners probably would go into a water cut to make weight. So obviously they're depleting their body, they're dehydrating their body quite a lot. Is there any specific you'd recommend them to implement to kind of, I guess, allow their gut to rehydrate and then absorb the nutrients they're going to then take in for their competition?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's interesting you ask that because I think it's more important, obviously, though, you know, those final few days and even hours going into that weigh-in, yeah, you need to be able to, you know, some people need to drop a fair few kilos and that might be water weight. But I think it's more important to focus on those kind of few months leading up and really be a working with somebody that knows what they're doing to create some structure and a plan that means you don't need to get to those last few days and go, I got to lose 4 kilos. You know, it's going, all right, we're here. We just got to maybe just a couple of this, adjust a few things and you're good to go. So I think something in terms of like in that cut phase, more so I'd like to focus on people often will get a little bit more hungry. Like you might be decreasing calories just, you know, minorly, but increasing your fiber during that cut phase is going to help you feel more full. So it's eating your fruit and veggies and it's kind of getting the things that are going to help you feel full while reducing that calories, while also focusing on that quality protein. And then in terms of fat, quality fat. So choosing the right oils, choosing to cook with avocado oil, olive oil if it's not heated, but stay away from the vegetable oil, stay away from all those things because they can go the other way. They're causing inflammation and they'll end up making you put on kind of that water weight. So yeah, just leading into those few months, something like taking our supplement has been really good because again, the polyphenols in just decreasing that water weight drastically helps, as well as just kind of decreasing that appetite. And then as you come into those final few days with competition, often the strategies you do cut down on the fiber, you cut down on the salt to a certain extent. And this is very temporary, you know, you're only doing it for a couple of days, just be able to reach that. And as soon as you've done with that weigh-in, it's getting back in those quality electrolytes and eating, getting that nutrition in to be able to support so you actually have the energy for the following day.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, they're very good points. I'm sure our listeners will be able to take on board. It's definitely kind of comp season at the moment. So we have a lot of people in the community like competing every week at the moment. So yeah, they're very good points to make. Beautiful. So with your product, I know you mentioned it's been like kind of in the making for a few years and now it's finally been launched a few weeks ago. So would you like to tell us a little bit about the process over the last few years? Like, what was involved in, were you kind of trying to work out the perfect formula? Like, was it getting trialed? What's been the process over the last few years with getting it on the market?
Yeah, I mean, to start, we've come from humble beginnings. I'd be in my kitchen in the US with a little scale and putting stuff in. It was quite a time, but no, we've come a long way since then. So we spent close to a year and a half really testing it on basically anybody we knew that had gut issues, getting, you know, there before, using all the different questionnaires and just markers of gut health, doing that before and then kind of getting them on it for a few months, seeing their after results and adjusting the formula as necessary because we wanted to make sure that A, it was the most effective it could possibly be and that, you know, you've got to be able to see how people react. Second is just ensuring there were no nutrient interactions. So, you know, making sure it's safe that people can be taking other supplements and it's not going to impact anything and it's going to be safe to consume. I think building the brand, one of the biggest things and issues we ran into is the quality of supplements. And it has been truly amazing to just understand how unregulated the supplement industry is. I mean, you hear about it as an athlete, but to go through the process, and I can tell you there are very, very few restrictions as to what you can put out there on the market. So putting out a supplement, you don't have to do any kind of banned substance testing. You don't have to do any kind of heavy metal testing. You don't have to even prove that what you say on the label is in there. And that to me is unreal. People are spending hundreds of dollars on supplements. And I think they've done it studies in the US, and they show that 20% of supplements that were bought on the supermarket shelf don't even contain any active ingredient.
Yeah, right.
You're buying That's it for wild. Nothing. That is yeah, wild to me. And so when we were creating it, I was like, being an athlete, the other aspect is like we get drug tested. So you can't just take any random supplement. Like you have to make sure it's safe to take, or you're running the risk of being banned for 4 years or for life. And so, you know, when we were creating it, it's like, all right, let's get it tested. Let's make sure it's quality ingredients. We're with a good manufacturer. Let's get it tested. And that costs a lot of money. It's something that I was really surprised to see, but you go back to what are your, you know, where do you draw the line of integrity? And I think as an athlete, like if we're giving it to people and promoting it to athletes, like you need to make sure it's safe for them to take and that it's actually going to help them. The other thing that was really interesting, like we initially, manufacturers, they will do anything they can to cut costs. And we went through our fair share of manufacturers trying until we landed and found the right one. But we had an experience where I knew straight up we had 320 milligrams of curcumin in our product. That's a lot of curcumin, and that is the one of the most orange substances you'll ever see in your life. Stains anything, it comes across. And we were getting samples from this manufacturer and our product was purple. And I knew something wasn't right. And I, you know, said, I want the formula, what's happening? After 6 weeks, we found out that they had basically changed our formula completely to include 15 milligrams of curcumin, which is completely ineffective, and it increased the fiber content enough to give someone diarrhea.
Oh, God. It's lucky that the color gave it away so you could change the supplier for the product.
No, exactly. And that's the interesting thing, though, is like coming from that nutrition background, like I was straight up analyzing the ingredients. Let's go, well, what are the formulas? What's the active ingredient in there? But for people a lot of people that have come, you know, just building supplements, and you say to a manufacturer, hey, make me this, you don't even know what's in the product. And you wonder why products out there don't work. That's why. It's because they hand them over and people are very willing to kind of cut costs and cut all these corners to just get product out there and get it to mass market. But at the end of the day, for us, it was like, let's create something that's actually going to help people and that's going to work. And yeah, it's taken a long time to get there, but I'm really proud of what we've been able to kind of produce and get out. And even I think for me, the proudest moment is getting text messages from people 2-3 weeks after taking it and just with photos saying this is my before and after, or just going, this is incredible, I can now eat bread again. And it just makes me so happy that I'm able to show people out there that you don't have to just live with it and that there's a much better way to do it.
Yeah, it's amazing that you've been able to already help change people's lives with this supplement, like having started it for your own benefit and then now being able to reach people like all over Australia, all over the world is a very cool thing. So tell us about your vision for the brand. So what's the upcoming plans now that the product's been launched? What are your plans with the brand for the coming months, coming years?
Oh, we're super excited. We want to create some waves in the industry. I think it's something that gut stuff isn't stuff people talk about. So we're ready to kind of, you know, we're a young team and we want to do things differently. So we're there to kind of create some waves and create some discussion that might spark a few debates. And that's totally fine with us. We're ready to kind of open up those things and talk about toilet troubles pretty openly and hope that we can reach people and be really relatable. In terms of where we're going, we're super excited. So even just like launching this product and getting out into the community and, you know, sharing with people, sharing my story and just getting them to try it has been one of the coolest experiences. And it's my favorite part of the job. And we just want to make life less inconvenient. That's our mission. And to do that, we want to go further. So, you know, as we're talking to our customers, it's like, let's find conditions that aren't life-threatening, but are certainly life-altering. And for girls, that might be period pain. you look at things like PCOS, hangovers, all these things that they just suck. And there's nothing out there right now that helps them. And, you know, as we move forward and grow, I want to be at the forefront of that. And for Daily to be that brand that just listens to what people want, and we create it. And we create it, not stuff that just, you know, slaps a band-aid on, but stuff that really has science behind what we're doing and works. That's the number one thing, creating supplements that work, because there's too much crap out there.
Yeah. When you, I guess, were trying supplements yourself, and when you were thinking about formulating the right product, was there certain holes you found in the like current supplements on the market? Like, was there a common thing that seemed to be letting you down, like that you found out, or you just noticed you were taking them and getting no change in your results?
Oh, no, absolutely. I think it's really funny because one of the biggest misconceptions is probiotics. You know, if everyone has, people have gut issues, if you go to a GP or a general doctor, the number one thing that people are going to go for is probiotics. Now, what people don't realize is one of the main issues for anyone with digestive stuff going on is dysbiosis. And that often is too much bad bacteria in your gut. So if you have too much bacteria in your gut and you take a probiotic, you're adding more bacteria in, and then people wonder, why am I feeling worse, or why am I not getting any relief from this supplement? It's like you already got a fire in your gut, and you've just added more fuel to that. And so it's not actually helping you. And that was one massive thing for me. It's like, it's just, that was a big issue. And even with probiotics as well, it's like they're so specific in terms of what's being studied out there. These strains are, we're talking HN1684 as like a strain. And there might be 1,000 different strains of the same species of probiotic. And so people are out there buying, you know, I might just buy a lactobacillus species, and not realizing that there's really only a couple in there that are actually going to help them. And the supplements they're buying don't even have those strains in there. So they're buying, again, stuff that isn't really helping them and is not tailored to what they actually need. And I think that's one aspect. And the thing for me, the second part was I spent, I want to say, $600 to $700 on trying different supplements. You try glutamine, you try collagen, you try all these different things at once. But it goes back to, again, if you're just targeting one little aspect, you're not going to find relief, because generally people have multiple different things that are going on and that are potentially wrong within the gut. And so if you're just taking one supplement or maybe two supplements, it's not going to help you. You might improve that little tiny aspect of leaky gut, but you're not addressing all the other issues. And so for me, I'm like, I'm sick of taking too many supplements. I'm sick of spending too much money on them. And then, yeah, I'm sick of them not working or very, very little relief. And that was why for me, it was like, all right, let's create something that targets all four key areas of it and can target it from so many different angles that it's like you give it the best chance at relief. And I mean, yes, you can't help everyone. I'm very well aware of that. But on the whole, if you know, if you can help that general, that 80% and majority of people, then that's a win.
Yeah, yep, definitely. And what would you say people should kind of track when they're using the supplement to see if it's making an effect? Like, should they log a little diary of like their mood, like their bloating? Should they do like a waist circumference? Like, what kind of objective measures should they track, or subjective measures, to see if the supplement's helping them at all?
I mean, I think there's a couple of different avenues. I think if you are someone that's been struggling with issues, you notice pretty quickly. So it really depends on like what those initial issues are. But I always recommend people, they kind of create a journal, and, you know, whether their issues might be bloating, food sensitivities, and brain fog, that might be the three main things. Or it could be, you know, constipation and feeling water retention and just being tired. Whatever it might be, write it down and give it a rating out of 10. So you've got a starting point of how are you feeling. And then, you know, if you start taking the supplement, it's not something that's going to work overnight. And that's something I think is so key to just let people know and explain to people, is like, we're not trying to create something that's going to be a band-aid fix, because so many things out there, you know, you're reliant to take medication every day with, you know, to help decrease the bloating, or you're taking a supplement that you have to take every time you eat, and that's no fun. So this works long-term. And that's why it doesn't work overnight. It takes, you know, cells take up to months to kind of repair. And so we always say between that 2 and 8 week period, give it 8 weeks, And then, you know, track every week, what are your scores, write them down. And at the end of that 8-week period, take a look and see, you know, have your overall symptom scores dropped and how are you feeling? And I think the other aspect too is know your trigger. People know their trigger foods, you know, if it's milk that sets you off, if it's beetroot or watermelon, know those foods. But we always recommend, like, you know, eat a diverse diet. But if you're starting and you're super, you know, you're really symptomatic, keep those foods out of your, you know, keep those foods out while you're kind of starting the protocol and starting the powder, because you want to be able to give that, give your body a rest. Let the supplement do its job, let it kind of get in there and help. And then after that kind of, you know, I'd say 4 to 6 week period, you can start experimenting, start adding those foods back in and just going, hey, is it working? And you'll be, and a lot of people are amazed to find like they can start to eat those foods again.
Yeah, perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming on and giving us all your knowledge today. Is there anything you'd like to touch on that we haven't kind of gone over yet?
I think the only one like big thing I think I say is in terms of people out there with gut health issues, the FODMAP diet, something I love to address for people. And I think it's such a big, it's become such a big topic. It's meant to be a short, you know, people go on it. So what's a FODMAP diet? It's looking at the type of carbohydrates in certain foods. Body can't break them down very well. And so essentially when you eat them, they get into your digestive tract, they ferment, and you end up with a lot of things like bloating and gas about kind of 2 to 3 hours after eating. And so the biggest recommendation now, especially amongst nutritionists, if people come in with digestive issues, is to go, hey, go low FODMAP. That means cutting out so many foods. It is one of the most restrictive diets. It sucks. You can't eat anything. You can't eat anything with flavor. And a lot of people go on it and they do find relief because they're taking out all these foods. But the issue is they never come off it. The problem with the diet is it doesn't get to the true cause of what's going on. It simply just removes those foods from the diet. So, you know, when people go back in 6 weeks' time to add them back in, often they're still reactive to those foods, or even worse, people stay on the FODMAP diet for months, years. And all these studies have shown any longer than 6 weeks, you start to harm your gut microbiome. You reduce the diversity in there, and then people end up with more issues and their gut's actually worse than when they started. And so for anyone out there either has tried the FODMAP diet and it hasn't worked, or is, you know, having people tell them, hey, this might be an avenue to try it, just know that it's definitely not the way to go down. Or if you do, it needs to be under some really, really strict guidance of, you know, a registered dietitian who knows what they're doing and can help you reintroduce those foods after, you know, that 4 to 6 week period as well.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. I guess it shows you've actually made a change if you can slowly reintroduce those foods rather than, yeah, just ignoring them forever.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I mean, if anyone's interested in trying a supplement, yourdaily.com, so www.yourdaily.com. Yeah, people can go on there and be able to try out the supplement for themselves. And yeah, I really hope it can just help some people out there and not only just improve gut issues, but even those out there and athletes to be able to improve performance as well.
Yeah, perfect. We'll drop your website and your Instagram and everything in the show notes so everyone can, yeah, find you guys and have the access to the website to buy the supplements if they like. But yeah, thank you so much for your time today, Claire. It's been awesome to get the information from you. Really excited about the launch of your business. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it grows over the coming months and years.
Yeah, and I'm super excited. Thanks so much, Laura.
Thanks for listening to the Barbell Coach and Physio Podcast. Subscribe to hear future episodes and join us on Instagram at Barbell Coach and Physio and at Fox.Physio and River City Barbell _Oz.